Christmas.
This is Velocity Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
24/7 at velocityradio.fm.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. This is Dr. Doug Heller. I'm along with my co-host, Dr. Ken Versman. We're two periodontists in the Denver Aurora area. And Kenny, I think we've got a really great guest with us tonight.
Doug, this is going to be a show that's going to be unstoppable. I'm really excited for our listeners and for us.
Yeah, I think we have Dr. Derek Straffen, an orthodontist in the Denver area. And Derek's done a lot of things nationally as well. And I think it'll be a great show. I think he'll give us a lot of information as to kind of what's going on in the ortho world and what type of patients would qualify as good patients. And ortho, I think, is really a dynamic specialty. So I'm really excited to hear a lot about what he has to say. And I think it's going to really be a terrific show.
So. Yeah, I'm excited as well. And I think our listeners are going to find out all about what it takes to have a good bite and a pretty smile. And Dr. Yeah. Straffen is one of the leading experts in Colorado on being able to help patients achieve that.
Yeah, I agree. And Derek, a little bit about his background. From what I know of Derek, I think he moved to Colorado after living in Michigan his whole life. Is that correct, Derek?
It is. And Doug and Ken, thank you very much for having me on your show tonight. What a privilege, and I hope it's enlightening for everyone else who participates. But came from Michigan, born and raised. Can't knock it. It's a great place to live and have that opportunity to be raised in a family. So, but spent a lot of time in Michigan and made that transition over to Denver, Colorado with my brother. We wanted to kind of live in the same area, and that was one of the things we saw my dad and his brother do years back. And we've been able to, you know, parlay that and make that happen, which has been really special for us.
Yeah. So when people who come from Michigan, when they say go blue, how far do they want them to go?
I got to tell you, it's pretty deep. In my family itself, we have a little pride as it comes back. My uncle played football at Michigan, went to one of the first Rose Bowls, and then my dad was a part of the leather cap generation, and he played football there as well. So it's it gets ingrained. My brother, his name's Chris, and of course he's the black sheep, and the family went to Michigan State. So we've got a full dynamic when it comes to that year of the game where Michigan and Michigan State play it out. So it's a lot of fun in our house.
So when you were looking at dental schools, I know you went to the University of Michigan for School of Dentistry. Did you ever look at any other schools, or was it just automatic? This is where it is. This is where I'm going.
Well, it comes back. I went to Indiana University for undergrad.
What?
I did. I know. I'm a Hoosier when it comes to it.
My daughter went to Indiana University.
Great place. Yeah. One of the top five most beautiful campuses because of the limestone.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And spent some time down at IU, and when I was there, we had the opportunity to look at a couple different programs, and it's really kind of interesting because my history walking into dentistry is a little bit different than most. I didn't expect to go into it, even though my dad is a pediatric dentist. I had that, you know, family kind of upbringing of dentistry in the family, but at the same time, it was really that interesting opportunity. Indiana was one of the schools I looked at. Iowa was another school. And I really couldn't pass up the opportunity when Michigan, that application went through and I got the opportunity to jump in.
It's quite an honor. It really is. Now, tell us, why orthodontics? For our listening audience, that's one of, I believe it's 10 specialties in dentistry today. And orthodontics is one of the most respected specialties. Why did you choose orthodontics?
You know, a lot of the smart guys go into orthodontics, Kenny.
Well, it's an interesting thought because to have the privilege to treat patients today, for all of us that are in the field of dentistry, it's really quite an amazing, you know, attribute for everyone. And you got to commend what everybody does to get through school to get to that stage to be able to, you know, work with live patients. And my dad was really, and it came to in the forefront. He was a pediatric dentist at a very well-established practice back in Michigan. And he really opened up that opportunity for me to come in and spend a lot of time with him at that, you know, at his office, whether it was, you know, everything from the beginning stages of cleaning to, you know, being there to learn all the little things that he wanted to show. So it just walked into it. The door was open. And for me, really coming down to that opportunity for being an opportunity to walk into orthodontics, it's creating smiles. We change people's lives daily. And having that is it's an honor. And to be able to extend that to patients, know that we're impacting their lives and having them walk out with improved self-confidence, improving their overall health, and having that be a part, I'm very gracious for that. And, you know, your patients really make, it helps me drive to want to be even better at what we do every day.
You know, Derek, you said earlier that you were kind of surprised that you actually went into dentistry. Was there something else you were looking at in the beginning, or and then you just kind of changed course? Or is it, you know, like I remember when I was a kid, I had an uncle that's a dentist. Oh, and it was, I mean, I thought it was really cool. I thought it was kind of neat. And I think Kenny, you know, we've done a couple shows, he's mentioned it before, he wanted to be a dentist when he was real young as well. So, you know, our path was like, we always wanted to be a dentist. You probably saw more of it than either of us growing up.
It's a great question, Doug, because my uncle is also a dentist, and I got to give him, my Uncle John, a tremendous amount of credit. He actually let me come into his office, and when I was in high school, he actually let me give him a mandibular block, which was giving him anesthetic under his care. So, you know, in that, it was just an eye opener to actually live patient care. It was probably one of the cultivating steps that really got me in. And you talk about exciting, and here's a kid really doesn't know what he's doing. And next thing you know, you've got your uncle who trusts you and guides you on what to do. So it was really a special moment. It's always something I'm going to cherish, but, you know, those are the things that change your life.
Yeah. My uncle wasn't that brave,
you know. Derek, we'd appreciate it, and I know our listeners would like to know. Can you tell us a little bit about your office, where it's located, and also about your practice philosophy, please?
Sure. We're located at a great central location off of I-25 and Hamden. We're just east of that past Monaco, and it's the office location. The address is 6850 East Hamden Avenue. It's in the Southmore Professional Building, right just in between downtown Denver and just north of the DTC. So it's a great location for people coming in and off of whether you're north or south of that area. And it just get that compliment from a lot of patients that walk in and out of the office. You know, it's really interesting for us. You know, the practice, my philosophy, I really strive to be on the cutting edge of where we're going to be going in the next stage and development of care for our patients. I've had the opportunity to embark on that with digital concepts and where we're going to be transitioning our care for patients so that we're proactively approaching treatment today, which is really revolutionizing how we can look at patient care cohesively with interdisciplinary care and for independent cases when we need to. But when it comes to it, I look at each patient as an independent person. I find out what their wish list is. I want to make sure that we're addressing that. And we create a smile. I like it to think of it as a fingerprint. I want to create a signature. My signature smile that I'm providing for that patient is really that embarks on my true, you know, talents that allow me to be able to have this opportunity to create smiles for patients.
You know, Doug, we said it was going to be exciting. I mean, I can't tell you how much I enjoy listening to Derek. He is at the ultimate of orthodontists, and we're really honored that he would join us tonight. I know that you have been leading edge in some of your techniques and your approaches to braces. And, you know, there are so many people who think braces are braces. They think crowns are crowns, but we as dentists know there's a big difference between highest quality and, let's say, average or mediocre quality. And being leading edge the way you are, please tell us some of the advances that you particularly have seen and actually put into your practice.
Well, these are great questions, Ken. We'll try to break these out. I'd like to start with the idea of, you know, braces today. Today, we call, as we segment looking at the orthodontic industry, there's traditional style of treatment, which is really what the foundation of most generations of orthodontists are treating. And there's certain styles of brackets that you can choose within that. And that when a patient comes into an office, there's no way, unless they had some form of dental background like you two have, would they know any better between one type of bracket or another type of bracket. It's like, what type of car do you drive? Those kind of things, really, those are immaterial when it comes down to it. It comes down to the talent of the person that's actually using the tool, which is the bracket, to be able to figure out where to go. Advances that we've seen is we've come out of that traditional concept of where we used to have to, you know, think about extracting teeth when we didn't have space for us to be able to move teeth into different spaces, or the thought pattern of headgear. I bring that up with patients. They come in, the moms curl their eyes, you know, and those are all things that we joke about because those are antiquated concepts that we no longer need to use. And in fact, in our office, we haven't seen a headgear for over 10 years. So, you know, when we talk about advances, there's paradigm shifts, and change is challenging, as everybody knows. But what we want to be able to do is encompass, and what I've challenged myself in orthodontics is to look at what is it that last treatment stopped me from getting to be even better. I'm still striving for that perfect result. I want that perfect smile for every patient that walks in the door. And the advancement for us is to move into new changes of bracket styles that allow us to be able to, you know, work around what we used to have as maybe inhibitions of the idea of what brackets prevented us from doing because of friction, because of bacteria traps, because of things that we weren't able to do. So in our office, we've transitioned into a self-ligating bracket. What does that do for us? It makes it so that...
Well, first tell us what the difference between a bracket and a self-ligating bracket is so people will know.
Great. I'm sorry. That's so good. We'll step back on that. A bracket, let's call it a traditional bracket so we can just clarify what that is. That would be a bracket where you'll see patients walk around. They have little rings that go around the outside of the bracket, and that's really what's used to be able to tighten and hold a wire, which is used to help move teeth along the dentition so the teeth can be moved into the right spot.
Well, it's really the braces that people used to be able to see that were sort of shiny metal.
Exactly.
Right. And today, a lot of them are somewhat invisible, clear plastic.
Sometimes, and it, you know, in there, there's different stages because there's, you have a traditional bracket, which was the shiny metal, but where you'd actually, it's how you tie it in. And what we used to do in treatment and what we were probably trained to do is you'd follow the lead of a mentor. It was back in your orthodontic training. The bracket you chose coming out of school is most likely the bracket that your greatest mentor used. And that was your comfort point. Or if you purchased a practice, maybe the bracket that that original orthodontist was actually using. And that's really where that paradigm stops, right? That's what people used to be using. Now today, when you can think about changing that, if I would question what I was doing with those types of brackets, because I've used them all, and that's what I was trained at, very fortunately, at Michigan. But the idea is to say, can we go somewhere else? What could we do to help get us around what we would have from a friction concept or that bacteria trap that we have with the brackets themselves, and then move into what we call a self-ligating bracket. So, Doug, that's the second part.
And when you say friction, you're really saying that the friction is bad because that may be limiting the movement of the tooth.
It slows the tooth movement down. And the first question, I mean, really, behind even all the brackets, behind anything that we do, the artistry, the smile designs, the first thing a patient will ask, bottom line.
How long?
How fast can we get through this, right? And we do. We come from the microwave generation today of society where people walk in the door and they want to be in and out as fast as you can turn the light switch on. And what we're trying to do is how fast can we make sure that we are establishing quality of care, which is the number one goal. And it comes back to that philosophy, that signature smile.
Cool. So let's get back to self-ligating. What does that mean?
Okay. So self-ligating, basically in our office, we use a bracket system called the Damon system. A self-ligating bracket, there's two different styles to that. There's one that's active and one that's passive. One that's active actually has a clip to the outside of it, which engages the wire, so you no longer need that tie. And a passive system, which is what I've elected to use, has a door. It's like a garage door. Just opens and closes. So for a patient, they don't have any discomfort by having what we call that elastic tie taken off the bracket or the wire being put in. It's very comfortable. I think about, you know, what is the patient experiencing in the chair? That's huge. I want not only the best result, but I also want to know what their comfort level is. And that I get that with the use of a self-ligating bracket. So we're going to be more efficient. I mean, shorter treatment time. I mean, efficient for us is how fast, right? That's what the patient's asking for.
Right.
Two, we've reduced the friction, so we're going to move faster. Three, we've improved the hygiene. So for, you know, a group of amazing periodontists across the table, you guys know, when we look at that and we can improve the hygiene, what do we know? Statistically, teeth are going to move faster. So if you combine all those factors together, you're going towards the right result, and that's what we're trying to attain.
Yeah, that's cool. It really is. So if we think back in just the last 5 years, is it the self-ligating braces? Is that one of the bigger changes? Or what other changes would you think are really significant that have occurred in what I think is fairly recent in the last 5 years?
If I were to name stake the number one thing that's changed for myself and my practice, and when you walk into my practice, I want you to feel at home. But I want you to see that we are on top of the cutting edge, tech savvy, and we are ready to make sure that we're delivering that message for you to have a great smile. The biggest change that we've seen is the movement into 3D modeling and the aspect of being able to do digital braces. So today, what I want to be able to do is I want to design that treatment plan ahead of time, not react to it, which is what we were trained to do in the past. And it's a huge paradigm shift, and it's an amazing advancement. And really, it's a visual concept that takes people, you know, from where their training was. We used to just put a bracket on a tooth. That's what we were trained to do. And we hope that that tooth is going to move where it's supposed to go. That's what we're waiting for. Then we react to that. And what we're trained to do is how well we react to that. That's your skill set and your artistry. But what I'd rather be able to say to you is we walk into treatment and I can actually plan your treatment, know where your outcome is going to go. Think of it like a GPS training system. Just like we do when we go in the car. I want to go from point A to point B as fast as possible, and I don't want any distractions. And if I can do that predictably ahead of time, that right there is the biggest game changer that we could have in the office.
That's really neat. Now, are students today learning that?
They are. In fact, there's many universities that are being, you know, are opening up that opportunity to have people come in and do training. I am an educator for digital braces through ORMCO, which is the insignia concept. So I have the privilege of being able to go out and teach. It's amazing give back to our advancement of what we're doing in orthodontics today.
I want to bring you back to some of the definitions, because you were mentioning for the listeners, they may not know what
sure.
3D technology actually is. And then the other thing was, I think you mentioned digital planning, probably. And I think that's going to be an interesting concept to kind of define, because I think that is definitely a differentiating factor between orthodontists today. And when I ask you both questions, I'm thinking a little bit about the fact that, you know, when I drive down the street from our office, which is, you know, 6 miles to my house, I go by these offices that say, we can do braces, we can do whatever. And, you know, Kenny kind of alluded to it earlier, is that braces aren't braces aren't braces. And I think that is a really differentiating factor with your office. And I know we've spent some time looking at some cases together, and it's always impressive to see the pre-product and then knowing that that's going to be the post-product as well. So, you know, it's something that I'd like you to kind of get into. I'm not sure we're going to have enough time to do it in this segment. We may have to do a little bit about it on the break, after the break, but you can maybe give us a little bit of the definition of, or start us out on a little bit of that, and then we'll break and catch it on the other side.
Why don't we tie in, you know, Doug, I think it's great. Let's tap into both those topics on the end of the break, and we'll go into the next one, but really understand the specialty. I think it's important for patients to really understand in our field that there are specialists for us to be able to go out and do certain styles of treatment, just like you are a specialist in periodontics. I have the gift of being an orthodontist, and in that, that's all that we're trained to do. So I just want you know, the listeners to understand that orthodontists, that's what they're limited to do. And it's the idea of it's really, it's a gift to be able to determine and look at a patient, what type of treatment is really necessary, modify growth, help balance where their bite should be in the future, and create, you know, an amazing smile. But we're not going out and dabbling into 20 or 10 other different things. We're trying to focus ourselves on really what the specialty is asking us to do. And that's something that we uphold. And I think that's really important for patients to understand, you know, if you're looking to have a smile, you're looking for those kind of concepts, you know, reach out to an orthodontist because that's what they're trained to do.
Right. All right. Well, anyhow, I'm Dr. Doug Heller. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Ken Versman. And we'll take a break right now and we'll get back with our guest, Dr. Derek Straffen.
If you had to go in for surgery, would you want a skilled physician? Of course you would. The legal system is no different, more difficult to navigate than you can ever imagine. And if you find yourself in a courtroom, don't get stuck with a lawyer fresh from law school. You'll want the experience of former deputy district attorneys who know criminal law inside and out. Anderson & Carnahan, a top Colorado Springs law firm specializing in criminal defense. Attorneys with over 50 years of combined experience fighting for their clients in criminal law that will aggressively fight for you in any pending criminal matters, including DUI, traffic offenses, domestic violence, and more. Call today for a free consultation, 855-779-0846. You can also find valuable information online at AndersonCarnahan.com. Discover what you need to know about your DUI case and read helpful attorney tips to save your license, plus other great resources. Get the most experienced legal counsel for your case with Anderson Carnahan. Visit AndersonCarnahan.com to set up your free consultation today or call 855-779-0846.
Parker Trailers, from entry-level trailers to flatbeds, cargo, and horse trailers, plus all your parts and service needs, now with two locations in Parker off Parker Road, and now open at the Pikes Peak International Speedway in Fountain. Visit ParkerTrailers.com for product information and details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
You ready for this?
This is Velocity Radio.
Y'all know what it is.
24/7 at velocityradio.fm.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. I'm Dr. Doug Heller, along with my co-host, Dr. Ken Versman. Again, we're two periodontists in the Denver Aurora area. We practice at I-225 and Peoria Road. You can check our website out, www.periodontalhealth.com. We are fortunate tonight to have a terrific guest, Dr. Derek Straffen, an orthodontist in the Denver area, who is one of the top orthodontists in the region. He has been nominated and selected by 5280 as the top, one of the top orthodontists in the city and in the state, and as well as by the USA Top Dentist. So, Kenny, before we get going again, I think we were talking a little bit about interdisciplinary care, digital technology, and things like that that Derek was heavily involved in.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a lot more about that. And before we do that, I know some people would like to know how to reach your office. Could you just please give us your phone number over the air?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The number of our office, it's 303-758-3414.
And you're still seeing new patients?
We are, and it's fantastic. We have patients that have found us by doing, sometimes we do web searches, and you'll see, and you're welcome to go check out the website. A lot of wonderful information on there, and it's straffonorthodontics.com, and that's straffonorthodontics.com.
You know, Doug, as I sit here across the table from Dr. Straffon, I can tell that he is the perfect guest, and that's because he has the face for radio.
Well, a little side secret in the back. You guys are laughing, and I love it. But just, you know, it's always great to bring out good stories. Back in high school, I used to be a DJ, and it was a lot of fun. So this kind of brings back some memories, and this has been great, the opportunity.
So maybe we got to spin some records
in here. Spin some records, yes.
Get it going.
It'd be great.
Get it going. All right, let's bring it back to the specialty of orthodontics. Particularly, we were talking before the break about 3D technology, digital braces, digital planning. And uniquely, I think you are actively seeking that and perfecting it and moving the specialty forward in those areas. So kind of want to hear a little bit about kind of what those really are, particularly as it applies to patient and patient care.
Well, let's start into a little bit of 3D, you know, basically techniques and technology today. What this is allowing for us to do as a field in orthodontics, especially at my office, being on the leading edge of this to help design where the trends are actually going, is that what we used to do is we used to take photos and get a set of models to be able to analyze a patient. And that would basically give us a static movement point of where we'd start to design treatment. And where we are today is basically we don't even need to take impressions at our office anymore. We do everything from a scanning concept, and we do a 3D scan, which is basically like it's almost like a magic wand. I guess that's the easiest way to visualize that. And we actually scan the patient both the top and the bottom teeth. And
let me interrupt. Did I hear you right? You no longer need to take impressions.
I know, Ken. I don't mean to. You know, I got to throw something new at you to keep you going. But this is really cool and revolutionary at our office.
So for all those gaggers, this is like a godsend.
This is like a breakthrough, like you can't believe.
Yeah.
So when you asked me, you know, before you talk and you go, so what is the biggest change in the last 5 years? But I think maybe coming back to that's a great question to keep going into because. Every patient's going to have a different experience and what's important to them. And it's really isolating and finding out what makes it really, you know, that experience that they're going to walk away from and remember. And you get to be a part of that. That's the real essence of what I get to do. So today we use it's called Lithos Scanner. We are really fortunate with the fact that it's one of the first developed scanning concepts where it's all movie-driven. There's no segments to this. There's no patching of the actual information. When we actually scan a patient, it goes directly up to the cloud, and that data is then transmitted into an opportunity for us to create what we call 3D models. So basically, we're taking a movie of your teeth, both the top and the bottom. There's no more impressions, no more gagging, no more sitting there, hey, does it feel like it's right? I mean, my staff, they go crazy about how happy they are. And the patients, when they get to see it, you know, it looks like an iPad. People know what iPads are. The movie scan shows up. They get to see it happen right there in front of them. And, you know, it's really quite amazing process. You got to come over to see it to actually, you know, kind of get the whole visual. But once you see the scan happening and you're seeing your teeth show up on this video screen and then realize that once it's done, it's now being pushed out to the cloud. It's really empowering. It's quite amazing.
And that precision, I got to believe, is probably as good, if not better, than the traditional model.
The accuracy concept that you have with digital scanning, they've done all the research now. We know where we're at. We've done all of the data comparisons to be able to see the accuracy is unparalleled. So what we're doing today when we actually scan someone, we actually capture what their true anatomy of their teeth look like, and we can hold that there, and it's unbelievable.
And then is a model made from the scan, or at times do you just use the software?
And this is what's so beautiful about it. You can do what you like. If you want to have a set of models, and let's say we were meeting to discuss a case, and Doug, we've had the privilege of having him over to my office, and we've worked through some cases together. At any time that we would want a hand set of models or an articulated set of models, which would be a live print of that, we can do that at any time. We can also convert these scans into digital models. So we have that variability that's there for us to be able to look at live at the office, or I can, transmit to another doctor if we needed to share information. And then we have the opportunity of moving that scan into the software, which is what we use today to actually design where we're going to be going with treatment. So everything becomes pro planning. There's no more, okay, well, if I'm static and I'm back here just looking at something, how am I actually moving forward? And that right there for the patient, it's the gift of that is just unbelievable.
Well, I remember when we did look at it, I thought it was pretty neat how you could kind of flip it, upside down, inside out. You can see it from every angle you want to see it because it's in the software that allows that to happen.
I'm worried that our listening audience does not understand how sophisticated and advanced this technology is, Doug. This is just amazing. And it is just like a whole new era of orthodontics.
It's really true. You may have to get a computer degree first to be able to learn this stuff, but it's pretty cool.
Doug, to be fair, there's a learning curve to anything. And when we go through this, maybe it was just that I was stubborn at first to want to make sure that I could get through that learning curve. Once you're past that, it becomes very natural. And it's just like tying your shoes. For me, I look at what I'm doing with digital concepts for patients. Every patient that walks in the door, there's some that they get it. They see it. They're there. They're involved in it. And maybe some people don't. But I want to apply that opportunity of that treatment for them because it's state of the art. And it's unbelievable. Like Doug was saying, you look at what I can do today. I can look on the inside, the outside, how a tooth moves. I can actually control to the hundredth of a degree. Well, let's say we were to establish an implant case together when we work forward with you as the team, as the periodontist on the team. You can tell me. Doug knows this. He tells me he wants an exact 6.25 or 26 millimeters of space created for that implant to be successful. I now can design that. And to the accuracy of that 6.26 millimeters that he asked for. That, to me, the power of that, it's just unprecedented.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, I agree.
When I asked you the question about changes in the last 5 years, and we started talking about self-ligating braces, we were just at the tip of the iceberg. Truly, I'm astounded as to some of the things I'm learning, and I know our listeners are learning tonight.
Well, it's great to, there's really, it's a time curve of where things are going. And you're absolutely right, because we started off talking about traditional brackets. Then we started talking about self-ligating brackets. But now with this 3D technology, even self-ligating brackets to me is passe. It's really almost old school technology. We're now at a point where every single bracket that's designed for my patients is custom made. And there's no tooth surface within a person's mouth that's almost identical. So now when we look at that and we look at the aspect that I'm now actually able to make a custom-made bracket for each person and each independent tooth, that right there is just, it's like a fingerprint for every single bracket that they get.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think about the quality aspect of it. Kenny and I have always talked about, quality dentists, that kind of thing. I shudder to think about not just even other orthodontists are doing who aren't kind of moving forward with this kind of stuff, but the general dentists who are trying to do braces, because I just know that they're behind the eight ball from the get go. Because this is very, very sophisticated software and very, very sophisticated treatment planning. So I just don't see how anybody can keep up with that unless you've really made that investment of not only just money, but time and philosophy. So I think it's a real credit to you that you've done that.
Thank you. It's a, you know, there is. It's a lot of time investment into trying to make sure that you are delivering the best overall health improvement for our patients and care.
And it also comes back to something you said earlier, which I think translates to the patient aspect, is that it's really going to deliver what they want the most, not only a great look, a great smile, but shortened treatment time.
Well, we call it, it's really the smile design, and that's really what we start with. I ask when a patient walks in the room and we have an opportunity to sit down together, the first thing that we sit down and ask, I said, if you had a wish list and you were able to change your smile, what would it be? You stop and think about that. Look in the mirror right now, and you look at that, and you say, what would you like changed? Then let's make sure that we find the right fit for you. And now that we actually have this opportunity to customize that, I now know I can deliver it. And that right there is, you know, something that is very powerful when you know how to do it, right?
But something I know that you spend a lot of time on is not only giving the patient the satisfaction of helping them design their smile and then delivering that smile, but let's talk a little bit about function and the bite itself. Because unfortunately, so many people think it's just the front teeth that are important. When as periodontists, Doug and I know that if those teeth don't mesh together like a fine piece of machinery, especially the back teeth, eventually something's going to break down. So I'd like you to comment a little bit on the function and the bite, how the teeth come together, the as we would call it, the occlusion.
I think it's probably when I listen to my patients and they share with me that, well, I want this fixed or I want that part fixed in my smile. Every patient, when we look at their overall result, it all comes down to improving the overall health. Function, which means how do the teeth actually fit together as they actually mesh top to bottom? How does your bite match up from a top to bottom? And how are you chewing on a day-to-day basis? How is your overall health? Because if we haven't addressed that, then really, what are you doing for yourself? Did you just come in and just take care of the front six? We call it fly in the rye. You know, just did you take care of that in the beginning and that's all that you did? Or are you really trying to improve that, which is your aesthetic component and the function? I think, as you know, as periodontists, you are so well trained in looking at what really happens to bites later on down life, where people are coming back and they're having to have bone grafts or gum grafts or all these things that are actually attributing to what happens. And when we look to see where we are, if we could improve the overall health for a patient, you're going to create the longevity. You know, it's you're going to improve that for a patient, that they're going to have a smile that's going to last them a lifetime. That, I think, you know, embodies the whole reason why I do this.
So we're going to be coming up on a break pretty quickly, but I'd like you to talk a little bit about what are the differences in treating adults, which I know you do a beautiful job with, and children, which you also excel. So there are differences in treating the children and the adults. And I'd like you to be able, maybe after the break, talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm sure if you ask that 8-year-old kid what they want in their smile, they're not able to tell you too much. Maybe more than I think.
You know, it's interesting. You don't think so, but the kids today are very astute. They're knowledgeable. They're the self-awareness of what they've got going on, whether it's self-confidence, overall function. I mean, really, I approach the kids, and I want to make sure that I'm listening to what they have to say. Now, mom and dad, if they're there with the kids, they may, you know, contribute to it. But the bottom line is, you'll be amazed. The kids really know what they want. Adults, without question, they've got that list figured out before you walked in the door. So, but you want to make sure that we hear that, find out what it is that we want to improve on, and make sure that we've brought that to the table for their, you know, for their treatment.
And again, Derek, before we go to the break, give us quickly your phone number in case patients want to reach you, and quickly your website.
Sure. Our phone number, it's 303-758-3414. And our website is straffanorthodontics.com.
www.
is Velocity Radio.
There is no easy way to face criminal charges. The Frankfurt Law Office can help. With over 20 years of collective experience, the Frankfurt Law Office is capable of handling any legal situation. Contact them today for a free confidential consultation at 303-830-0090. That's 303-830-0090. Or visit them at frankfurtlawoffices.com. When the long arm of the law reaches out for you, fight back with the Frankfurt Law Office.
This is Chuck. I recently purchased a new travel trailer found on trailerbroker.com, and woo-wee, did I get me a deal. I shopped around a lot, didn't know much about trailers, but the kind folks there at trailerbroker.com helped me find the perfect bunkhouse to meet my family's needs. Not to mention, they saved me thousands from what I was told was a special deal. Check out my friends at Trailer Broker today at trailerbroker.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 888-98-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
Call 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
This is Velocity Radio.
Welcome back to Tooth Talk, everyone, where we talk about the tooth, the whole tooth, and nothing but the tooth. This is Dr. Doug Heller, along with Dr. Ken Versman, my co-host. And we were just getting into some of the newer and more advanced things relative to orthodontics with Dr. Derek Straffen. We were talking a little bit about the differences, I think, between adult patients and children. So give us kind of a little segment on that. Like, you know, we see patients, and with interdisciplinary care, ortho is very, very much a part of that in our office. Tooth movement for adults, which is typically what we see, although we do see some kids as well, but tooth movement for adults is very, very helpful in our specialty of periodontics. And, you know, I think it's the question I always get is, aren't I too old to move these teeth, to go back into braces? Aren't I too old? So maybe you can address some of that.
Sure, I would love to. You know, when I think about, let's start off with kids first. When is, I think one of the questions that people ask is, when is the optimal time for me to see a child? Today, the American Association of Orthodontists recommends for an orthodontist or a trained orthodontist to see a child by the age of 7. And relatively, we've got such an amazing crew of dental teammates that I consider that surround our profession. You know, they recognize. They're the ones who, you know, first focus on when it is the optimal time to be able to refer a patient over. I think the thing to remember is our consultations are free. You're going to spend time with me. I'm going to let you know where you're at, and let's put things on the table so we can set up a plan that's right for you.
I think you just said free.
I did. I know. It's interesting. But the idea is that we don't want to just allow people to just think that, you know, just because you're coming into an office, you're going to have treatment.
So if you're interested, you've got nothing to lose.
Absolutely nothing.
Great.
And what I was going to ask you also, we've given out your phone number. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that if an individual, someone out there who's interested or has questions, it'd be okay for them to call you and just ask you some questions over the phone.
Well, you know, we have an amazing team at my office. They have been trained, and we constantly go to continuing education to improve that. They are vastly talented at being able to answer most of the questions that you could have out there. And of course, you know, there are some things that you just need to come into the office and be a live patient, and that way we can get, you know, the answers that you need. But my team would be more than happy to take on any questions that, you know, the listeners tonight may have.
Great. So I'm sorry I interrupted. So back to the children.
Sure. We look at kids today. We say that age 7 is the right time to see, but really it's our dental team that recognizes when to make the referral. If you're a listener out there and you really may not know, the dentist didn't make a referral and you just want to be able to come in, come see me. You know, we'll sit down and we'll look to see where your child is in the development. What we want to do for children that are growing is to help modify when necessary, because the way that I stated it in a consultation, if treatment's indicated, it better be so obvious for you, the parent, myself, and even the child that we need to do something about it. In my office alone, you'll see that we do less than 5% of my practice. My total practice, 5% of them would need to have more than one stage of treatment. Now, that's remarkable. Why is that? It's because of the technology that we're using that allows us to get results and treat at the right time for patients later on. So when we look at that, even though we might see a child early, we're not just seeing them so we can put braces on. It just doesn't happen at our office. But if there's something we need to modify and it makes sense for us to move into a treatment, then we'll pursue that. When we look at adolescents, I wait for all of the full permanent dentition to be a part of that child so that we can make sure that we're accomplishing treatment at the right stage. And again, only trying to do this in one stage of treatment. There are some people that, you know, promote two-stage treatments. I think people, they come into the office, they'll make that comment. They're like, Dr. Straffen, we love coming here because we know that you just don't over-treat. And, you know, in that, it's just part of our philosophy. If there's no need, why do it? Let's make sure we're treating at the right time and try to limit the treatment, not just put braces on because you came in the door.
Yeah, that's critical.
It really is.
I wanted to ask you, you know, particularly as it relates to the adult patient, you know, most of the adults hear the word Invisalign, clear aligners.
Sure.
As we talked earlier, before we even came on the air, we were talking a little bit about Invisalign and how it's kind of come a long way in a short period of time. And are you use that in your practice and, you know, have said that you're pretty comfortable with it these days. Tell us a little bit about what exactly Invisalign, or I think that's one company. There's others, I'm assuming.
There are.
But tell us a little bit about that technology, how that impacts your practice as well.
Well, I think it's really interesting. What we want to do when a patient comes in, whether it's an adult or a child, is we want to look at what's the best modality, meaning the best treatment that's going to fit the patient. Just because a patient comes in with a pre-notion that, oh, I heard Invisalign, they've done an amazing job marketing, right? We all have to admit that. Most people know it's a common name. It's clear aligners. It's clear aligner therapy. And they go on the idea that you have a removable aligner that you can use. But this is the key. And I share this. And I actually stop patients when we talk about treatment choices. First of all, are you a good candidate? And if you are, then let's go into the next stage and we'll talk about Invisalign. And the way that I explain this, I love this analogy. It's very simple. It's like a gym membership. Invisalign is only as good as you using your membership. And if you know deep down that you're not going to be able to participate or show up to be able to use the aligners, because really that's the part that makes the success of the treatment. So Invisalign today, they've made some great advancements with some of the technology planning where they've just jumped a major leapfrog in the front. Which I'm very pleased with, and to be able to participate in that. It's been a great advancement for my quality of care for my patients when it's the right modality. And in that, what you want to do is allow the orthodontist to help guide you. Don't come in brainwashed that you need to have a certain type of treatment. Let's go through it together. Let's break it out. Let's lay it on the table. Let's just walk through which treatment matches your type of request for what your outcome is and the type of treatment that you want to be able to see.
You mean each person is sort of their own individual?
It's exactly what comes back to my philosophy. It's a fingerprint. I want a signature smile for those patients. I want to create that for them, and I want them to be able to have that right to help choose under guidance of what treatment is going to be the best treatment choice for them. And then it turns out it's a win-win. They're getting what they want. The outcome speaks for itself, and the smile that they leave the office with, well, they rave about it to many people, and it's a great concept.
You know, one of the things I'd like to touch on, because I know it's going through the minds of some of our listeners, is the cost of treatment. So as I sit here and I hear about all this new technology, my first tendency is to think, wow, cost must be really going up. But in fact, correct me if I'm wrong, it actually helps you keep prices to some degree right where they have been because of the ability to use that technology. Would you comment a little bit on that for us, please?
Sure. It's a great question. And of course, people come in, they ask two questions. They go, how long and how much does it cost? Let's go right to the cut points of where people go today. And it's really interesting because you're going, in the back of my head, I'm going, well, what about the quality of treatment? Because you do pay for what you get for. You know, and I'm sure that there's a chop shop somewhere down the street where you could go find something cheaper. But the reality of what we've positioned ourselves today in our office, which I'm so proud of, is that we haven't raised fees out of purpose, because when somebody comes in and they ask, well, this is new technology, I'm paying for this, you know, doc, this has got to be expensive. And what I can very honestly say without question or hesitation, we haven't raised fees. We didn't need to. We're becoming more efficient. I'm helping you get through treatment faster. We're letting you have less appointments. I mean, our average treatment time that's gone through are adults anywhere from 9 maybe 16 months. Kids, on average, we have all the statistics, less than 18 months.
And that's down from 2 years, 2.5 years, 3 years.
Easily. I mean, when you're looking at the breakdown for people, it's just that aspect. In fact, we had a patient that came in, and it's a great story. She's privileged me to allow to be able to use her case when we're doing education moments. And, you know, she's an OB-GYN, which means she delivers babies. And I'm going through, you know, how we're going to go through treatment and the style of treatment. And she says to me, she goes, hey, doc, all I care about is I'm done faster than you deliver a baby. And it went right over my head. I mean, I'm sitting there in the room and mom's out there today. They know what that means. I didn't know what that meant. She wanted to be done in 9 months. And spot on, we were done in 9 months. The treatment case, it's one we show to many education purposes. And it allows us to be able to show that the quality result can happen when done correctly.
Now, I don't want to totally change subjects, but I know you can't do all this great work without a great team behind you. And I think that's another thing that really makes your office shine. At least that's kind of some of the feedback I get when I'm seeing some of the patients. And I wonder if you want to comment a little bit about the team philosophy and kind of what you've done to build such a great office and a great experience for the patients.
Doug, it's a great thing, and I do deserve to give a shout-out to my amazing team at Stratford Orthodontics. The team that's behind me today, they carry the charisma, the polish, the desire to treat my patients as though they were family. And that customer service that comes along with that, I want patients to experience that when they walk in the office and they see my team that's there to welcome them into our home.
You know, Derek, the feedback I've gotten is that you better than most understand that you're not in the dental business. You're not in the smile business. You're in the people business. And you do. You take care of people just like family. And that is so hard to find today. And I personally have to compliment you so much on that. It's fantastic.
Well, it's, you know, thank you. It's really been something that we've strived for. We work hard to improve that. And, you know, one of the things that we've been able to bring to our patients, which really has been our biggest game changer going back to the financing, is that we are now offering for our patients to be able to choose how they want to pay for treatment. And this in itself, through a company called OrthoFi, has allowed us to be able to position for our patients I don't want to look into see what they can afford. I want to separate that. I want to be able to treat them for the treatment outcome that I want to be able to provide. And what we now have is a resource that allows patients to literally sit down on their own. And if they can't make a decision right there in the office, we can email it home to them, their husband, their wife. They can sit down at the time that's good for them outside of patient care or family, put the kids down, and then they can choose to start smiling when it's right for them. That right there has revolutionized for us how we can get through and help patients afford treatment and make it right for them.
Yeah, it really makes it special for them because they can figure out what they can afford. They can put it in their budget and, you know, really make it something that's that doesn't put a big burden on them. And it allows them to do more treatment, probably more people that, you know, probably considered ortho in the past. It was like, I don't know if I can swing it now. Have that ability to do it.
In our last 2 minutes, can you, and I know you're going to have to move fast on this question, but can you just share with us one experience where you changed someone's life?
You know, Ken, it's a great question, and it's a hard question to answer because we have affected so many people. And in that, I get to share with you that, you know, it's a tear-jerking moment where all your emotions come out, and you look at that child who had that moment in their life where they felt that they were boxed in. They couldn't come out. They didn't have the self-confidence. They were almost introverted. And when you walk through that and you can see that smile and that charisma, the sparkle in the eyes, when that happens, that moment, it just charges you to be there for the next day and to want to be a part of that because that smile, you know, is going to be a part of them for that lifetime. And it's an amazing concept.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Doug, we got to give a shout out to Dave behind the glass. He's been great tonight.
And we also got Big Daddy Sean back there helping out as well. Hey, Derek, we really want to thank you for spending some time with us tonight. I think it's been really valuable for our listeners and to really get a sense of what ortho is, where it's going, and what's really available for them. And if you didn't hear it earlier, he is offering free consultations. So come into Straffin Orthodontics and check him out and see all this stuff for yourselves.
All right, thank you guys for the time tonight. And listeners, it's been a pleasure, and thanks again.
Thanks for coming.